it doesn't make any sense. It would have been trumped by its, you know, they're trying to also cut down on carbon footprint and cut down on all the greenhouse gases.
All right, hello. Love, Austin Jeter, Metro Police. So we're gonna do this format a little different here. There's a couple things that I was not aware of when it comes to reading stats here. I don't think any of us was aware of this right here, but so the stats, they actually incorporate Calipari all the way down to our border with Boulder City and also Nelson's Landing. So we're gonna try to have those taken out. So it's just really just involves just searchlight, and that's it. So I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but that's what goes on here. So some of these calls that we have here are gonna incorporate Calipari as well as Nelson's Landing and other places. But as of right now, I know you guys are curious about how the stat sheet worked, like we have in Laughlin. So we kind of did a variation of that right here. And so there's no hotels here, just the motels. But I can tell you there's been no crime whatsoever. There's been two calls there since February, but no major crime. There's been one domestic violence call in a searchlight, two adult arrests. One of those, I believe, is going to be Miller Strain. He is looking at, hopefully, prison time. We'll find that out in the next couple weeks. Basically, they had a hearing yesterday, but the clerk there forgot to book them for us, so he didn't show up, which is no big deal, but he's coming in 3 weeks. But at this time right now, he remains in jail, which is a good thing. Hope he stays there. All right, so we've had a couple calls here in searchlight, and three of them were juvenile disturbances on the same child. So every month or so, we get a call from CPS about a child that's here. I can't give her name, unfortunately, because she is a juvenile. So we're not gonna count that. When I say juvenile disturbance, it's a call coming out of California for us to kind of look at. So we're not gonna count that as a crime, just a juvenile disturbance. There's been no burglaries last month or this month, which is good. We have a couple of what we call 416 calls, which are calls generated at McDonald's. There's been a couple at Terrible's, but nothing too serious. I saw that there was a couple of stolen vehicles, but not reported, only reported to Facebook. So I'm not going to count those as a call. So let's not worry about that too much.
That's good, right?
Huh?
That's good, right?
Yeah, right. It's amazing, huh? So, but like I said before, things happen here in searchlight. That's good for the community. That doesn't necessarily happen anywhere else. So I have a feeling that person knows who that person is, and rather talk to that person directly through Facebook instead of the police department. So I guess that's a positive thing. Other than that, you know, speaking of Calipari, there's one incident, which is a plane crash last month that you guys were involved in there. That doesn't really affect searchlight whatsoever. So we'll keep on doing it like this, and unfortunately today I can't give you this sheet right here because the lieutenant hasn't signed off on that. So everything I give to you guys here, the lieutenant has to sign off on, but he's on vacation or sick. I'm not sure what's going on with him, but he was not there today. Any questions for me?
Any questions out there for Metro? Any questions from the board?
Just want to comment, it sounds like the crime is down, which is a good thing.
Yeah, like I said, and I say this not to be rude, so don't take it this way. Searchlight is not the we're looking for. It's not the pinnacle of crime, I'm saying right here. We've had a couple of bad apples in searchlight that really just did a lot of burglaries, a lot of stealing crap left and right, but they are gone. I saw one of them in Laughlin earlier this month try to run from me. I gave him instructions to head to Boulder City and keep them going east from there. They'll come back up. So hope he takes that advice. As far as the burglaries go, I don't think it's going to happen again. I think one of them, I hate to say this because I think Searchlight is a great place. I think one of them was an inside job. But we'll soon find out about that. Coming up here pretty soon, like I told you guys, there are going to be a couple of arrests out of my hands. Anytime you start dealing with bullets and guns and stuff, it goes federal. So that's out of Metro's hands. And there's a lot of guns and a lot of bullets that were removed from one house. And, you know, those folks have to answer for that. And, you know, oh well, that's all I can say about that, you know. So let's keep on being neighbors and keep on watching out for each other. You know, listen to what the board has to say. You know, listen to what the All right, that was the Searchlight. What's the other board you guys have going on? Betterment. Yeah, Searchlight Betterment Organization. You guys listen to what they have to say. They have a lot of good things going on. Just kind of pay attention how to really protect yourself, how to protect your homes. And we'll get through this soon. And as far as the drug goes, like I always say, there's going to be drug dealers here. You know, as long as there's an appetite for drugs, you're going to have drug dealers. So we need to figure out what's the best way how to handle this right here. We got some things in place. Hopefully, it's going to come down real soon. But we got to work on our friends, you know, that have that appetite for drugs. Because believe me, if the drug dealers go, if they go away tomorrow, there's going to be some down at Calabari that can walk to you, they can get down there. If it goes away, the next day they can walk down to, you know, Nelson's Landing if they have to. So we have to, you know, really help out these people who have that appetite for drugs, kind of get the help that they need to, you know, really get off that crap. Because it's just going to ruin them. And like I always say, the best high they get is going to be the last high when they die. So that's it. Yeah. Any questions?
No, that's great. And I'm glad to see that the crime has gone down. Status on the abandoned trailer by Terrible's?
Yeah, so, my nemesis.
I know you're highly involved, so you're the one to ask. So.
It is. You know what? If it was haunted, right? I mean, it's on my shoulders with that. So we have a governing body, which we call risk management, which pretty much kind of watches out for the budget that we have as far as Metro is concerned. And I've been talking to that young lady a couple of times. She is the assistant director for risk management. And everybody knows here the bill for that at one time was $900 to get that thing towed. And Terrible was going to foot that bill. And for some reason that bill went from $900 to $3,000. Okay, don't know why, can't tell you why, however, it was moved to a portion of the street, right, and I voiced my concerns to risk management about this, because someone's going to get hurt, and they said, you know, hey, Chris, you know, if you deem it a problem or a challenge for the public, go ahead and move that, and so, which I had it all worked out, right, last week, had it all worked out for A&G Tow, come up here and pull that thing out. County got involved again, they came up and they moved that trailer back to a safer area, right?
Okay.
And so I'm still working on having that thing towed, but I did talk to A&G Tow, and I talked with management also at the Roadhouse, so they agreed to tow that thing if the Roadhouse Trevor wants to get involved in it for a fee that's $1,000 basically. You know, so it's not going to be the $3,000 fee, because I thought it was ridiculous myself. And so I'm still working on getting that thing towed out of here, you know, because I know what's going to happen. You know, like I said, things happen in Searchlight in the middle of the night, you know. It's going to happen again. Somebody's going to move it out into the street, you know, or, you know, a few inches into the street, which at that point I'm going to have to tow it and not call anybody, because it's going to be detriment to the public. Simple as that. But for right now, it's moved back again. And, it's a nightmare. But,
We appreciate your continued work on it, and at least it hasn't been vandalized.
Well, I mean, it's a hazard to the, you know, to animals and to the public. That's how bad it is in there. So, yeah. So hopefully we get it done this week. I'll keep on making my phone calls to risk management, and, you know, see if they can either do a 50-50 split with Terrible's and themselves or whatnot. But we'll figure it out. This is a great community, and that's what we do. We make it better.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Anything else on the board? All right, thank you, Alex. Receive a report from Kim Fulton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Okay. We actually had snow in February. We had snow in February. We had 5 calls for service. So it's been nice not to be writing so many calls for our volunteers. And as Chris mentioned, we did have one that was an airplane crash. It was a bush pilot landing in the desert on Loran Road, and he clipped a yucca and went down. Fortunately, it was just a shoulder injury and no serious injuries. So glad for that. And I didn't know that was a thing to land in the desert, but it's apparently what they do. So we did have an open house. The fire department didn't have a lot of turnout, but we will be doing it again. This was something that the county wanted to put on, and it was actually a great event. They brought a trailer out for children to teach safety, how to get out of windows when the smoke's going through, how to be prepared, and went through a lot of fire safety in this trailer for kids and teaching them. And especially, as you said, the mattresses catch on fire where the kids are sleeping now with the cell phones that, you know, end up plugged in on the beds with the kids and fall asleep with them there. So the dangers are high. We also had, I think, the Red Cross, BLM was out. And one of the things the Red Cross, and I got the paperwork in my car, but so if anyone would like to do this, and I'm going to hand it out still for another couple weeks. On April 22nd, they're doing the Sound the Alarm, where the Red Cross is coming in and installing and or replacing old smoke alarms. And this is a free service. It's on a Saturday, April 22nd. I believe it's between 10 a.m. and noon is the window where they would be scheduling to come in and do this. No cost to the homeowner. And what they're saying is that after 10 years, the nose get dirt build up on them, so they can't tell the difference between smoke. So after 10 years, you should change your fire alarms. And this is, please contact me so you can sign up for free for this service. And I can get you paperwork after, or please feel free to reach out anytime. And I think that's it. So.
Any questions for people? Anything from the board? Thank you, Kim. Received a report from Andrew Yasinchak with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hi, Sandra Yasinchak from Searchlight Justice Court. Okay, I finally figured out a couple reports to get you guys some numbers anyways. So, well, we had 36 criminal hearings. And I was going to count in the traffic hearings also, but the traffic hearings aren't on calendar. It's walk-in. And I haven't been counting how many people walk in. So I'll get that next month. I'll start counting all those traffic hearing people that come in. So you guys got an idea of how many we get today. Today we had quite a few for traffic court. It gets like that. We go like this. You never know. New cases filed, we had 329. Cases closed, 724. And that's really all that I got on here to report. I'm going to look through a little bit more and see if there's anything more that I can get on there. Court dates, criminal dates, March 28th and April 11th. Traffic, March 29th, April 12th. All courts are open to the public and begin at 10 a.m. Any questions?
Any questions out there from Sandy with the Searchlight Justice Court?
Sandy, I have just a quick question. What's the jurisdiction area of this Justice Court? Is it just for this Searchlight, or is it cover Calaveras?
The boundaries, I guess, the jurisdiction, yeah. Well, I would assume, I honestly don't know that direct answer. I can find that out for you, but I would assume it would be Palm Gardens, Calabari, and Searchlight. Okay, we do go all the way up to Boulder City where the sign is, and I know we go down quite a ways down to Laughlin, not all the way down, and then, that's up to Calabari, I don't know. I'll have to find out specifics.
Officer Jeter, can you clarify? Because the police would determine if it's going to a Laughlin court or if it's going to Searchlight court.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually the boundaries are, so this side of Palm Gardens, which includes Calnavari is the jurisdiction. From Palm Gardens on down is all of Laughlin jurisdiction. Then it goes all the way down to parts, which is kind of weird, parts of Nelson Landing, but Nelson's Landing is also considered to be Boulder City, parts of that, so the residential area is gonna be Boulder City down there. So we have everything to like mile marker, 13 or something like that. That's part of the jurisdiction and boundaries.
So roughly 6 miles in county?
Yeah, basically, yeah. So, but you know, summertime's coming. It's like, you know, when you're there, it gets very busy in the summertime. So just like Sandy Miller told you, you guys need to really buckle up during the summertime until all the folks start coming back here and doing their nonsense. Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Anything else for
I had a question. So you've got new cases filed. I'm assuming this is a combination of traffic and criminal?
It is. It's a combination.
Okay. Because a ticket would be considered a case versus...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just labeled it as cases because they're cases that come in.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anything. Okay.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming on your time.
Receive a report from Jordan Bunker or Aaron Gamble with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Doesn't look like we have either in attendance. Okay. And did you have to go ahead and take care of the water district report there?
You have the only one.
Oh, do I have another one? No, James, I'll sit there, yeah. Right, so staff report for March 15th, 2023. Usage for February 2023 was 2.62 million gallons, which is 1.42 million gallons less than February 2022, the 4.04 million gallons. As was mentioned last month, the significant decrease is the result of various leaks being detected and repaired, as well as long-occurring instances of water theft that was identified and resolved. We anticipate water usage to stabilize this summer. The water system remains in stable condition. So pretty much the same as last month there. Receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the local water system and water usage. Want to hear from James?
Statistics for February 2023 treated an average of 39,000 gallons per day. Last year, for February, it was 42,000 gallons per day. So, decreased by about 3,000 gallons per day. No sewer service complaints for the month of February, and just a reminder to call before you dig, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you, Dan. Number seven, receive a report from Griffin Grasso with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Griffin Grasso, Parks and Rec. So last month, February, five programs with 45 participants. Our updates, Searchlight Egg Hunt will be April 9th at 10 a.m. at Searchlight Park. It'll be open for ages 12 and under. The Laughlin Aquatic Center is still looking for lifeguards. So if any kids are interested in that, they are still looking. That being said, that is all I got.
Thank you. Is there any questions out there for Griffin? Anything from the board?
Any progress?
Yeah, so we had an alarm quote walkthrough at the end of last month, the end of February, and it looks like we're hoping that May we'll have an alarm system be put into the Dean Center.
That'd be wonderful.
That's great.
Yep.
Were you able to get any information regarding the splash pad?
That I do not have any information on. That right now is going to be RPM, and right now I think they're looking into that for the summertime. So it's a little bit, kind of a couple months before they're going to get their nose into that.
Is there any way to get more information from RPM next month? Because now we're looking at April, and if you're going to be remodeling for 2 months during summer, that's...
Yep, I can look at that.
Yep, because this has been on the works for how many months?
been close to almost a year, I think.
I don't know if you're able to get an RPM.
Yeah, I can. I know just working with RPM through the teen center, it's a very slow process. That vandalism occurred at the end of December, and they literally just finished doing the drywall on it this week. So it takes a very long time for them to get to it, but I can look into it for you.
And we're hoping that's going to be open for the kids during summer?
I'm hoping so, yep.
I appreciate it. I know you're working hard on that. Thank you.
Trying.
We appreciate you.
Yep. Anything else?
Anything else, Mr. Will? Thanks again.
Yep.
I received a report from Tyler Young, the Surfside Library, regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hello, Tyler Young, Surfside Librarian. For this month, we do have the Paint Ink program. It's happening on March 29th at 2 p.m. They'll be using metal quills instead of regular paintbrushes, kind of unique. Now, the painting fund that we normally do at the end of the month, we're probably going to put on hold as you have the mural coming up. We want everyone to participate in that, so might not have the painting fund this month. We do have an upcoming book club for April. Keep your eyes peeled for the upcoming candle making program we're going to have coming here. I'll be teaching that myself. And we have a rock tumbling program on the horizon as well. Any questions?
Anything from the board for Surfside Library?
Are you getting much participation in the art classes and stuff?
Occasionally. It has picked up a bit since we started to put out the flyers more. We were around 10 before, dropped it down to 2, now we're back up to 7, so hopefully after this month we'll have more coming in again.
That sounds great, and especially the rock tumbling, how fun.
Yeah, I'm excited
for
that.
We've never had that I've been aware of at the library.
That's a great activity.
Yeah, we just picked up the machines recently. I was able to put an order in. We have 2 currently. I just need to play around with them first before I can start the program for everybody.
Thank you for making it unique for the kids.
Of course. It's going to be open to everybody, not just the kids. So if you guys want to come and collect some rocks, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I would.
Anything from the public, for the public out there for Surfside Library? Thank you, Tyler. Receive a report from Sabrina Mills of the University of Nevada Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Do you want to go ahead and read that one for us again?
So, Nevada Extension, report to the Surfside Town Advisory Board, Healthy Living While Aging newsletter. Monthly issues of the Healthy Living While Aging newsletter made by Extension are available and on the back table. So the Master Gardener program, this is the UNR, Nevada Extension, that's helping us. Master Gardener, ask a Master Gardener meetings are 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. At the Laughlin Library on March 22nd, April 26th, May 24th, and June 28th. Each month, the Master Gardeners provide regional gardening information and practices to Laughlin residents. This event is free and open to the public. Come get all of your gardening questions answered. If you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, there's a form you can submit on the UNR website to get updates of upcoming training courses. And they've got a website available, and you can find it on the form. Searchlight Community Garden, they are working to figure out the details on one day having a Searchlight Community Garden. So that's extended their letter. We're happy that they are moving forward with this and hopefully can help our community become self-sustained as far as growing vegetables.
Very exciting. Thank you, Kim. I received a report from Kyle Myers regarding the current road conditions and public works concerns. I did report one down crosswalk sign that hasn't been taken care of yet. That's all I have to report for this month. But take any questions or concerns from the public? Anything from the board? Thank you. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. I'd like to throw out there real quick, as Tyler mentioned, the community mural painting at the Surfside Treasure Thrift Store. soon. It's going to be, you can check social media for a flyer and community bulletin boards as well, but the dates for that are going to be Friday, March 24th, Saturday, March 25th, Sunday, March 26th, and then Saturday, April 1st, and Sunday, April 2nd. During the first doors times from 10 to 3. And hope to see everybody there. And it's going to be an awesome mural on the side of the first door, commemorating our natural environment here, Searchlight. And I'm really excited.
Who's putting that on?
The Mystery Ranch. Folks, along with the Searchlight Betterment Organization and a group of artists through various different organizations through the Mystery Ranch.
Okay, and so then they're coming out to paint.
Yeah, so they're gonna have a lot of artists coming out on all those days, and the community is invited to come out and help. You might have remembered the same thing they did for that skateboard mural up at the youth center years ago. It's the same concept as that, you know, but it's gonna be for animals and the environment and everything around Searchlight. So, I mean, the flyer is on Facebook. And if anyone would like to see it, if they haven't seen it yet, you can see me after the meeting. I can show you what the flyer looks like and what the mural's gonna look like. Yeah, I mean, everyone's invited to come on those days. We'll see a lot of people there and have a good turnout. And then also the another reminder, there's the Bushwhackers MC Searchlight 100 Night Race. That is Friday, July 14th, and Saturday, July 15th. That's all I have for events. Anybody from the board have any announcements?
Carol.
We're going to turn it out to the public.
I do have one, two
for the public. Okay, why don't I finish the board and then we'll turn it over to the public.
Carol.
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 Carol, I don't know if that is that one. So April 15th, I think, is when they're doing the Abi Kwa Ami celebration. So that's all I have on it. It's just basics. So you'll get information going out on that on April 15th.
I'm Carol Allen, and I just wanted to invite everyone to a service that's going to be happening for Easter sunrise at the Senior Center. Easter morning, 6 a.m. Everyone's welcome. It's a town event, so it's all religions, all faiths, all everybody. So we just want to announce that we're going to have Easter service at Senior Center, 6 a.m.
Can you repeat the time again?
6 a.m., April 9th.
Early. 6 a.m. on, is it on Sunday?
Sunday morning. Easter Sunday morning, 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Okay.
Sunrise service.
Oh, my goodness. It's like midnight. It's way better than me. Sorry. Still trying to get past 6 a.m.
Sunrise. Any other announcements? Neighborhood meetings, community meetings, or events out there? Okay. And moving on to comments by the general public. Period. Devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. The board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote.
Hello, I'm Maria from Help Us Southern Nevada. That's Maria, M-A-R-I-A, O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N. And I'm from the Weatherization Department, and we help clients weatherize their homes and install energy conservation measures such as weather stripping, broken windows, HVAC repair replacements, water heaters, and at no cost. And this is an income-based program. So we also have a Southwest Gas. I don't know if you guys have Southwest Gas out here in Searchlight.
No, we
do. You don't? Oh, okay. That was my other utility assistant, so I wasn't sure about that. Okay, so that's all I have. And
so
then I'll, oh, go ahead.
Do you have any forms to fill out or how somebody signs up for this?
I have a few applications. You can call. I can hand out my card. I brought some flyers. I didn't know about the Southwest Gas, but I brought flyers for the weatherization. You can call in, email, or fax. We can fax over applications. So this program is geared towards seniors, families with disabilities, families with children under the age of 6, and low-income families.
I know we're not supposed to have too much discussion in this period, but could you briefly describe the difference, the process for a homeowner's home and a rental?
Basically, for a rental, they just have to get permission from the landlord. So there's no, they can
still. So the landlord doesn't have to pay half the fees or anything like that?
If it's over $2,000, so the big ticket items, yes. So for the water heater, AC or heating unit, they would be, but yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I know this is not discussion, but can you clarify what the low income level is?
I don't have the income guidelines offhand, but they go by household members.
Okay, because I think that's amazing that you do that, because it's tough to weatherize. It's expensive, and
yes,
it would be great help here. Thank you.
And it's beneficial, and they save money, and that's the whole point. So make the house more energy efficient, so that we can save money on their power bills, keep the cooler in, the hotter out, and vice versa.
That's great, and we appreciate you coming.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And Maria will be here after the meeting if anybody hears something.
Yeah, I'll stay. Okay, yeah, anyone here that she'll be around after the meeting, feel free to ask any questions. Thank you.
There,
oh,
several.
Please step up to the speaker's podium.
So, Donna Moore, Crease Mobile Home Park, 701 State Highway 164. I can tell you that several of the seniors in my park have taken advantage of this.
Of the program?
Of the program.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, the biggest thing is if they have to be owner occupied for us, making sure they have the title and things like that, which are simple enough to get. But it has been beneficial for several members, several people within the park.
Absolutely. As for others, I myself have done it. It's a great program, and they do a lot for you at your home. So take advantage.
Yeah, we're fortunate. That's just it with the Red Cross and the sounding alarm and the things that we have been able to bring to the community. Fortunate.
Anybody else out there for general public comment period? All right, moving on. Our next meeting date is April 12, 2023, and I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passed. Thank you for coming, everybody.